Jewish law permits the enslavement of any non-Jew, white or black. That's another question which got raised. But that has nothing to do with racism. That's just a heter that we are allowed to enslave non-Jewish populations, perhaps to bring them to mitzvahs, bring them to Torah and the like, but it's not a black thing for sure.
They came with ships carrying African blacks to be sold as slaves. The traffic in slaves was a royal monopoly, and the Jews were often appointed as agents for the crown in their sale. They, the Jews, were the largest ship chandlers in the entire Caribbean region, where the shipping business was mainly a Jewish enterprise. The ships were not only owned by Jews, but were manned by Jewish crews and sailed under the command of Jewish captains.
Why is the white man always vilified for this when it was the Jewish ships and the Arabs that were actually the biggest part of the slave trade?
You have to look at who is dominant in history as far as academia, literature, the publishing houses. Most of them are Jewish ran. It's just like with the mafia. Most people think Italian when it comes to the mafia, but it's really Jewish. Jews were behind the books. Meyer Lansky was the banker of the mafia. He handled the books. So it's like with everything else, the Jews will be behind the scenes. They'll put the blame on whites, they'll put the blame on Italians, or the blame on others. That's how they stay hidden to do their thing.
Jews believe in censorship more than anybody else. All you got to do is start talking about Jews. You find all the papers are closed up on.